This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. State agencies are spending $3 million to sell Coloradans on a rail tax before the ballot question is written. A CDOT grant routes $3 million to the Front Range Passenger Rail District for polling, dozens of town halls, branded coalition building, and a digital advocacy platform now live as Colorado Connector. Because the money flows agency to agency rather than through an issue committee, no donor disclosure attaches to the spend. Colorado's Transportation Department is funding a $3 million pre-ballot persuasion campaign for a rail tax voters have not yet been asked to approve. The money moves from the Colorado Department of Transportation to the Front Range Passenger Rail District under an intergovernmental agreement, effective March 26, 2026. The deliverables include polling, two waves of 40 to 50 town halls along the Pueblo to Fort Collins corridor, a Friends of Front Range Rail digital platform, sectoral coalition building, and branding development for a service the state has been calling Colorado Connector, or COCO, since April 6. The arrangement was first detailed in an April 29 Rocky Mountain Voice investigation by Shayna Cole, built on a public records request for the CDOT to FRPRD contract. The Colorado Transportation Commission approved the grant December 17, 2025, and the Rail District adopted it into its fiscal year 2026 budget in Resolution 2025-11, which describes the funds verbatim as a $3 million grant from CDOT to support pre-ballot referral activities. Brad Beck, guest hosting The Kim Monson Show on May 4, surfaced the figure to listeners. "There's a $3 million campaign behind Colorado's COCO, they're terming it, a cute little name, rail tax proposal," Beck said on the show. What the contract pays for. FRPRD's adopted fiscal year 2026 budget itemizes the spend: $794,000 for grassroots and coalition building, $565,000 for outreach, marketing, and branding, $425,000 for station area planning, $225,000 for research, $220,000 for legal services, $80,000 for legislative services, and $1 million reserved for ballot costs. The district's budget message says those line items position the district to complete the final phase of planning and public readiness necessary before the board considers whether to refer a revenue measure to voters in November 2026. The starting fund balance for the year is $1.3 million. The CDOT transfer is what funds the campaign. Rocky Mountain Voice obtained the contract scope of work. The grant pays in two installments of $1.5 million, with the second tranche conditional on five benchmarks, including a ballot resolution package. Task 36.1 directs FRPRD to launch the Friends of Front Range Rail platform, now live at coloradoconnector.com, where visitors are greeted with "Take action, it's time to get Colorado moving," and asked to submit contact information, attend town halls, record advocacy videos, and share pre-written social media posts. Task 3.62 directs the district to engage partners across business, labor, environmental, and veteran sectors with no parallel obligation to engage skeptics. FRPRD General Manager Sal Pays signed the contract 11 days before April 6, when Governor Polis appeared with him at Denver Union Station to roll out the Colorado Connector brand. No issue committee, 501c4, or registered campaign organization is party to the agreement. A non-advocacy clause and a ballot access plan purpose. Section 7.3 of the contract, as quoted by Rocky Mountain Voice, states that no funds provided under this scope of work may be used for advocacy, persuasion, or campaign activity, and all outputs must be strictly informational in accordance with the Fair Campaign Practices Act. That clause sits inside a contract whose stated purpose is to develop a ballot access plan and implementation of the plan. Rocky Mountain Voice's anonymous Colorado campaign finance attorney told Cole the non-advocacy clause does not by itself determine compliance with the Fair Campaign Practices Act. Outcome depends on conduct. The statute, Colorado Revised Statutes, Section 145-117, prohibits government entities from spending any public monies from any source to urge voters to support or oppose a ballot issue. The line between informational and expressly advocating has been litigated case by case in Colorado, and no watchdog has yet placed a public on the record opinion on whether the contract scope and the Live Colorado Connector Take Action interface cross it. A second unanswered question concerns the contract's precinct analysis tasks. Task 3.3D1 required FRPRD to analyze demographic, economic, and mobility patterns at the precinct level, and Task 3.41 required it to support legislative adjustments to add or remove precincts. Rocky Mountain Voice asked FRPRD whether that work product became the technical basis for Senate Bill 26-172, the bill introduced 25 days after the contract took effect, that redraws district boundaries and authorizes appointed sub-district boards. The district did not respond before publication, what it sits on top of. KMS reported on the mechanics of Senate Bill 26-172 in its April 29 coverage. The bill, with four Democrat prime sponsors, narrows the district to 30 named municipalities, lets the existing FRPRD board carve out subdistricts, and gives each subdistrict the financial powers listed in Colorado's special district statute, including ad valorem taxing authority. The bill is the legal architecture. The $3 million is the persuasion budget alongside it. District officials have described the proposed rate as roughly a quarter to a third of a cent per dollar, according to Rocky Mountain Voice, though the bill fixes no rate. The actual ballot referral, if the FRPRD board votes to make one, is targeted for November 2026. Anders Ingemarsson, one of Beck's guests, framed his objection in market terms. "Well, I think we should leave it to private businesses to explore whether we should have a rail line or not. And if there is no interest, then there is probably no reason to have a railroad. A 2004 promise still unfinished. RTD's Fast Tracks program, approved by 8 county voters in 2004, was originally promised for 2017. The Northwest Rail Corridor connecting Denver to Boulder and Longmont remains unfinished. Only the 6.2-mile Westminster segment has opened, and the remaining segments are now projected for 2044. Michael A. 2. Hancock, the show's other guest, drew the analogy further west. "Well, it's sort of like a bridge to nowhere, right? We look at how much money they've actually wasted in California building that railway." My view is that ultimately what ends up happening is that you're going to have a lot of money spent, and it will be viewed historically as a total waste of taxpayer dollars. What comes next? The FRPRD board's decision on whether to refer a revenue measure is scheduled for late July, on a timeline that aligns with the contract's second tranche benchmarks. Polling, town halls, the ColoradoConnector.com platform, and coalition building are already scheduled to run through November. Until the spend is tested against Colorado Revised Statute Section 145-117, $3 million in public funds is paying for the persuasion infrastructure of a tax campaign with no committee, no donor disclosure, and no opposing voice procured at public expense. And now, Kim's perspective. The principle here is older than any one ballot question. When state agencies use public money to soften the ground for a tax voters have not yet been asked to approve, the citizen no longer stands at arm's length from government. The citizen is being courted by it, with their own dollars. Colorado's Fair Campaign Practices Act exists precisely because that tilt is recognized as a problem. Whether this contract crosses the line is a matter for lawyers and for evidence, but the structural absence of a registered committee, a donor list, or a tracer filing is not an accident. It is what an agency-to-agency pipeline produces by design, and Coloradans deserve to see it for what it is before they are asked for the rate. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.